everybody. This is Emily, Giovanni, and Alize's podcast. We will be interviewing Ms. Cervantes, and our title is Interviewing Ms. Cervantes. Okay, so Ms. Cervantes, how old are you?
Hold on. I have to think. I'm 27 years old. Oh my god.
Okay, so.
After a certain point, you forget your age.
Yeah, you do. What do you do for your free time during school?
During my free time at school?
Yeah.
During my free time at school, I'll be browsing stuff. Either like on Amazon or on Etsy because I like shopping. Sometimes I'll even be browsing on Craigslist to see if there's any farm animals for sale, like horses.
Okay, and what about your free time at home?
During my free time at home, I'm doing one of the following things. I'm either napping, watching Netflix, or riding horses.
Why did you choose to be a teacher?
I chose to be a teacher because about 5 years ago, your old principal, Mr. Alvarez, gave me a job, and it was because I decided that after I graduated, I was going to take a year off from school before I went back. And so he found out through conversations with my mom that I was taking a year off, so he asked if I wanted to work in the meantime. And I said, yeah, sure, might as well make money. And when I started working, you know, with my own students, I kind of liked it. And that's what inspired me. And so when I was ready to go back to school, I was like, I'm going back to be a teacher.
Okay. Who was your inspiration if you had one?
For anything in specific or, like, inspiration for...
For being a teacher.
I don't think I was inspired by anyone to be a teacher because my parents always told me to be a teacher and I didn't want to. And it was kind of like I said earlier, it wasn't until like I actually, started working with students that if anything, that was kind of what inspired me. But I wouldn't necessarily say that someone inspired me to be a teacher.
Okay. How much do they pay you and when?
Well, for every teacher, it depends. It depends on how much education you have and how many years you've been working. So, for example, like, your teacher, she gets paid more than me because she's been working more years than me. But I get paid $7,000 a month. And we get paid for 10 months, so that equates to $70,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What were you going to be before in teaching?
Well, all of my life, my dream job was to become a veterinarian. And for personal reasons, right before I graduated high school, I decided not to be a veterinarian. So I kind of didn't know what to do. And going through college, I kind of realized I was good at picking up languages. Like, I pick them up really quickly. So I was like, okay, so I'll think of a job that requires you know, I like to travel, I like to learn languages, what kind of job requires that? And I was like, oh, working for the government, kind of like an FBI agent, or working in intelligence for the White House, something like that. So that's kind of what I had considered.
Do you like working here at school?
I do, I really do, especially because this particular school, as I said, I was working here for 4 or 5 years ago, so I know some of you guys. And I know some of the sixth graders.
Okay.
And then it's close to my house. Oh. And then my mom works here. So it's the perfect trio.
You might have already answered this, but why do you like working here? Like what?
Like a reason?
Yeah.
If I had to pick one particular reason, I guess it would be because I know a lot of people here. Not just the students, but I know a lot of teachers. So it's kind of familiar, you know? It's better than working in a place where you don't know anybody.
And what do you do with your money that you receive from school?
As I mentioned earlier, I like shopping, so... Yes, I shop, and I do save some. Not enough, but I should be saving more, but... Yeah, I could be saving more, but
At the moment, I like shopping more, so. Oh, okay.
How many years have you worked as a teacher in total?
As a credentialed teacher, I've been working for 3 years. And as a teacher, like a person working with students, I've been working as at like 5 years.
How many years did you go to college?
I went for a total of 6 years. I did 5 years for my bachelor's and 1 year for my teaching credential and master's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
No problem. Anything for you guys.
's our presentation with Ms. Cervantes. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned more about her.